This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I am your host, Adam Stasinski. Coming up on this week's show, a close look at a local group which is dedicated to empowering future female business owners, and the author of First in Pen discusses why it's meaningful a Chicago businesswoman is part of the new Broncos ownership group. Female Strong is a Chicago-based nonprofit which is committed to offering hands-on programs, mentorship, and experiences to build confidence in middle and high school-age girls. I spoke with the program coordinator, Sarah Sleevey, about Female Strong and some of its summer events. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Adam. Thank you so much for having me. It's really great to talk to you.
Of course, you as well. So let's start here. What is Female Strong and what is your mission?
Awesome. Yes, thank you for asking. I love Female Strong. I'm really excited to tell you about it. So Female Strong is a nonprofit. It's located in Chicago, but we've started catering to girls outside of Chicago due to the recent pandemic and the shift with all programming and schooling going virtual. So we're a Chicago nonprofit, and we're really a community of individuals that want to mentor and offer hands-on programs to girls middle school and high school age. And that's including all girls, trans, gender fluid, non-binary youth, because we really want to propel girls to become the next generation of business leaders or leaders in their chosen community. And we want to empower young women with hard and soft skills that they need early in life in order to preempt the inequities that they might face in the workplace as women. And so it's a small but very mighty task force of individuals, myself included, and we offer all kinds of programs, and I'm really excited to tell you about them.
Great. So, well, let's start here with the one that I know you have coming up pretty soon here, and that's Idea Camp. So what is Idea Camp? When is it? And just tell me everything about it.
Awesome. Yes, Idea Camp is really fun. It's probably the favorite of our programs just because it's a summer fun 5-day camp. It's kind of like a summer day camp, and we have both virtual and in-person options. It's happening this July, and we actually have some amazing sponsors from Bold Penguin Insurance who raised $10,000 for us to be able to offer this program free for the first 50 girls that sign up. So we do have free spots available for the in-person camp, which is happening from July 25th to July 29th. That's Monday through Friday, and the camp will be held from 9 a.m. to noon every day that week at a different exciting location throughout downtown Chicago. And so we have free registration available, and I'm really hoping that we can get up to 50 girls at that camp. It would be so great with a large group. And we basically go from the first day where we're all meeting each other. We have a lot of icebreakers, a lot of activities to get to know each other. And we kick off with a really fun activity led by our partners at Paper Source, who are going to guide us through this activity, building vision boards to basically talk about who we are, what our dreams are, what our personality is, our passions, our goals. And we put that all in a vision board, and then we're able to kind of go through all of the pieces of that together throughout the week as we talk about other topics involving confidence building, being able to connect with our peers, finding mentors, developing an action plan to help us achieve our goals, and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a really great program. It's usually the favorite of people who go through our programs because it's just nonstop fun. And the age group is anyone from any girl from age 8 up to 12. So it's pretty much like late elementary into middle school age. And you can find all the information about that on our website at femalestrong.org. And that is also where you can find that free registration. So I would encourage anyone who still needs some plans for their daughters in late July, consider our Idea Camp. It's going to be really fun.
I know that also part of Idea Camp that you're going to have top female executives coming and speaking to the girls. So what type of fields are they from? You can name names if you want. I don't know if you want to put them out there, but yeah, what kind of females executives are you going to have there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited about our lineup this year. We have our first day kicks off, as I said, with Paper Source. So we're going to have some people from Paper Source there to lead that activity and to kind of present to our girls about what it looks like to run a stationery company and what their day-to-day life is like and how they got to where they are. Then on Tuesday, we have another really great speaker, Shannon Senema, from Culture Index, and she'll talk all about our passions, how do we define our passions, how do we discover them, what if we don't have one, things like that. And then moving on to Wednesday, we have one of my favorite speakers of the week is one of our really great partners who works with Female Strong a lot. Her name is Kalila Lyons, and she's one of the top DEI leaders right now. And so she offers DEI training to our staff. She offers a lot of opportunities for people who want to get more involved with DEI or raise inclusive children. And she's going to be talking all about confidence. She's going to lead a dialogue and several activities that guide the girls through a holistic journey to understanding and kind of taking ownership of self-confidence. And then the girls will walk away with some tactical tools about how to evolve their confidence as they grow, as they enter different stages of life, et cetera. So that's going to be a really great day. Then we've got several more things, but I want to keep some of the mystery there so that people have to come to find out. But yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff and a lot of cool activities and swag that the girls will get and host locations. So it's going to be fun.
It's great. So we're speaking with Sarah Sleevey. She's program coordinator with Female Strong here on Score Values on 670 The Score. So Sarah, what other types of programs does Female Strong have? So besides Idea Camp, what other types of programs, if girls want to get involved, what can they expect to see?
Yeah, we try to have a pretty good array of programs for girls so that we can meet people where they are. We also have some adult programming options too, which is really exciting. But for our youth programs, we really try to have this awesome Idea Camp every summer that girls can tune into either live in downtown or virtual anywhere from the country. That camp is happening July 18th to July 22nd, and registration is open for that as well. Mm. And then we have several book clubs throughout the year that are led by different amazing rock star Female Strong volunteers on different topics like confidence, developing your passions, all kinds of things, diversity, inclusion, being a responsible, inclusive child, like all kinds of topics you can imagine. We have those throughout the year. And then our main program that is the longest running and the longest that we've held is called the YAE program. It's the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. And that's a national program, but we host the Chicago chapter, and we're actually the only chapter in the country that is all girls, because our mission really is to have a safe space where girls can come and be with their peers without worrying about the boys in the room or how they're being perceived by the other gender. We really just want to have a safe place for girls. And in that YAE program, it's 6 months long. So it's really long, involved process of girls coming together and trying to identify a business idea. And then they work week to week with different top leaders from every industry, from finance, accounting, manufacturing, social media, marketing, all kinds of aspects of launching a business, things that even adults adult entrepreneurs might not know. We give that mentorship and instruction to the girls so that they're developing both hard and soft skills at the same time. And then that program culminates after about 6 months with a really cool Shark Tank style investor panel event where the girls can present their business idea and compete for funding from our amazing investors. And our investors are people in our network that support our Female Strong mission. We have amazing representation from Bold Penguin, Ajinomoto, Ed Long, Griffith Foods, Simply Mills, like all of these amazing people who want to support our girls and be their cheerleaders. And then with that funding, the girls are able to launch their apps, their websites, make their prototypes, anything involved so that they can actually get their business up and running if they want to.
That's
a really great program, and we actually still have registration open for our in-person Yay Chicago class this fall as well. So that information is also on our site, femalestrong.org.
That sounds like a really cool program. So I'm curious what kinds of business ideas you've seen come out of that program.
Oh, yeah. It really runs the gamut. It's really cool. This was my first year seeing the investor panel, and I've been familiar with some of our previous competitors and their business ideas. But this year, we had a very small but intimate group, and a lot of them were focused on really cool fashion ideas. That was really popular. So we had some sixth grade girls, very young students, who had these great ideas for fashion that's inclusive, that's got a really large size range so that everyone feels comfortable purchasing this clothing and feeling cute and looking great. We had a team of two students actually, who won the investor panel and the largest amount of funding and then went on to compete at the national competition a couple weeks ago. Their idea was to launch a yoga and meditation app for high school students so that they can de-stress and take some ownership of their mental health and check in with themselves. So they are in the process of launching that app, and we're giving them ongoing support with that. And there's just a lot of really cool stuff. We've had winners from the past who have created dream catcher kits that people can purchase for children's parties and create like craft kits like that together. All kinds of things, like just any idea you can imagine, it's probably been thought of by one of our girls, and it's really impressive. They're very, very high achieving, and some of them are as young as 11 years old. Some of them are seniors in high school, but they all come together every week, and they collaborate, they encourage each other, they challenge each other. So it's a really, really amazing opportunity.
It certainly sounds like it. So you mentioned how young some of these girls are, and of course, even seniors in high school, that's still pretty young to have these great ideas. So why is it so crucial, you think, to be talking to and encouraging these girls at a young age?
Yeah, that's an amazing question. That's really why Female Strong was founded by our amazing visionary, Emily Smith, who's a commercial real estate mogul unicorn, essentially. Mm-hmm. She looked around after she became really successful and reached the top of her career field and noticed that she was one of the only women that had reached her level of success. And when she started digging into it more, she found all kinds of like really troubling statistics. And a lot of this stuff is on our website if people want to read more. But a couple of the things she came across were, for example, one out of three girls say that they're afraid to be a leader because they don't want to be bossy. 46% of high school girls do not believe that they are smart enough to achieve their dream. 42% of girls believe that there are certain jobs that are better for men than women. And that number continues to rise the older girls get, starting from about age 10. So from 7 to 10, a lot of girls, like 86%, believe that men and women are capable of the same jobs. But that number keeps going down, and the number of girls that think that's not true continues to rise as they get older. So we really want to intervene from those age ranges. We have programming like Idea Camp for girls that are about 8 to 12. We have book clubs anywhere from 10 up to 18. We have our Yay program from middle school up to the end of high school. And these are really the important age groups that we want to target, because this is when the intervention is necessary to let them understand that they do have the power and the confidence and the competency and the ability to achieve the same goals as any man in any field. But if other environments are constantly telling them that that's not the case, we really want to dash those myths and build them up. So we really want to face all of these issues that women are facing in the workplace, the gender pay gap, sexual harassment, imposter syndrome, access to hot jobs, having more women role models in the workplace. So we want to really tackle all of these things, and we think it's necessary to start doing that from a very young age. And that's, it's not necessary that girls who go through our programming, especially the YAE program, end up being businesswomen or wanting to be entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. but we just want to expose them to that as it's an option to them that they might not otherwise even realize.
You know, my girlfriend's actually a business owner. She owns a restaurant on the Northwest side. And so I told her about this, you know, who I'm going to be speaking with you and about what this organization is. And she thought it's really cool. But she was telling me, and she told me before, about, you know, even times where she's at work and people always assume that a male is the owner, right? And mm-hmm. so it sometimes, I don't want to use the phrase like they don't take her as serious, but they don't necessarily believe right away that she's the owner. And mm-hmm. so it seems like, and this is a larger question than maybe just female strong, but it seems like something in society that we can just be better with, because it seems ingrained into American society to say, oh, the male, you know, the guy, a guy is an owner, when mm-hmm. you know, there's so many cases that it aren't like that, and we shouldn't just be assuming that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something that even as a woman, I find myself sometimes making assumptions the same way about gender and who might be in power in a certain situation or who might be like the top dog in a different environment. And I think even though our programs are specifically for girls, the reach of our programs, it reaches not only boys that same age, parents, people in any kind of corporate environment who are exposed to our programs, who are the parents of people or the investor panelists. It's like our impact is not just for the girls in the program. It really does reach other people and show them that, look what these amazing girls are doing when they're given the chance. And it kind of normalizes the fact that women can obviously do anything. And if we tell girls that, then it makes it more likely to happen. So, yeah, it's really our main goal to try to have those conversations with people from 7 up to 65. Anyone is welcome to attend a lot of our events, our virtual discussions, like our CEO roundtable with top-notch CEOs. That's open to children and adults, and all kinds of programming, fundraising events that we really try to ignite these conversations. So, yeah, it's a work in progress for sure.
Oh, that's great. Well, this does sound like a really wonderful program, and I really appreciate you taking time to talk with us about it, Sarah. So is there anything else that you wanted to add that I didn't touch on?
Just that we really want to thank our friends at Paper Source and Bold Penguin. They are really the reason we're able to host this Idea Camp this summer and waive the cost for so many girls. And I just want to motivate anyone who still needs some activities, summer activities for their girls. Please consider our Idea Camp. There is free registration, and usually the cost is $200, and it's completely free for the first 50 people who register, and we still have so many open spots for that in-person camp, and we would love to see your daughter there. So please go to our website, femalestrong.org. You can find all of the information there, and you can email me at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at femalestrong.org if you have any questions, or if you're a corporate entity that would be interested in sponsoring our Idea Camps or our other programs, please reach out to me. I'd love to talk.
Great. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Adam.
And again, that was Sarah Sleevey, Program Coordinator of Female Strong. If you'd like to know more information about Female Strong or any of its programs and events, you can check out femalestrong.org.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's licensed therapist Dr. Daniel Amen on the importance of mental hygiene.
Mental hygiene is just as important as washing your hands. We need to disinfect our thoughts and be more disciplined than ever about brain health. My routine starts with sleep. Really making sleep a priority. And then when I wake up in the morning, I say to myself every day, today is going to be a great day, because then my mind will find why it's going to be a great day. And that one little 3-second exercise can dramatically change the health of your brain, which then improves the health of your mind.
Talk has the power to save lives, and you are not alone. Find out more at imlistening.org.
You're listening to Score Values on 670 The Score. I am your host, Adam Stasinski. Up next, Chicago businesswoman Melody Hobson is joining the group, which is purchasing the Denver Broncos for a little over $4.5 billion. Our own Lawrence Holmes spoke with Yusuf Khan of First & Penn about why Melody Hobson joining this group is important.
Yusuf, how big a deal is this that Melody Hobson is going to find herself as part of an ownership group of an NFL team?
Well, Lawrence, thanks for having me on. Truly appreciate it. I tell you, it was really big news to have her on. One, because she becomes basically the first black woman to be an NFL owner. And two, she's actually the second woman involved in this ownership group. The first is Walton's daughter, who will be a minority owner as well. But to have Hobson on speaks volumes about her success and her resume. So it's really exciting to see.
When you talk about the NFL and that they, when we look at ownership in the NFL and ownership changing in the NFL, there's a lot of different directions that they can go in that regard. So it's good to see that someone as accomplished as her is being given an opportunity and kind of kicking this door down a little bit, because I think there needs to be a change from what we associate with NFL ownership.
Definitely. And, you know, I know Roger Goodell and the NFL were putting pressure on whoever was going to win the bid to involve some sort of minority ownership. And I tell you, I think they went the right way. And obviously they got Chicago native Melody Hobson involved. She has a long, lengthy career, smart businesswoman, you know, co-CEO of Ariel Investments, chairwoman of Starbucks, director of J.P. Morgan Chase. So she has all the accolades, all the skill sets you need. And I think this was really, really an impressive move to add her to this ownership group.
Yusuf, that's a hell of a resume, isn't it?
I'm telling you, man. When I remember, you know, seeing her as she was coming up the ladder as Ariel Investments, also based in Chicago, you know, was starting to make some noise. And I kept seeing her. And then I think it was 2016 when she was chairwoman of DreamWorks, which was sold to NBC Universal. You know, she's part of that deal. And she stepped down as chairwoman after that deal. But I'm like, wow, she keeps appearing in the biggest of places. So, you know, you can't get much bigger in sports than NFL.
No, there's no doubt about that. And I would imagine that the Broncos are going to have plenty of Star Wars nights. Somehow, some way, that's going to be a part of this thing.
I'm telling you. I mean, they have tons of stars already. You know, obviously, Russell coming on board as quarterback. They're bringing Sierra over there. So Denver could be the new hotspot.
What do you make of the price tag on the Broncos and reportedly $4.6 billion?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because they said originally it was going to be 3.8, then it moved up to $4 billion, then it was $4.2 billion, and now we're realizing that it was $4.6 billion. And I tell you the most interesting thing, Lawrence, when Pat Bowlen first bought the team in 1984, he and his siblings bought it for $71 million. If that isn't a rate of return, I don't know what is.
Right? Like that, that's a big time rate of return. There's been a couple of stories, and I know that First & Penn on the website, firstandpenn.com, you should check it out. You're always working on some of this confluence between like business and sports culture. How significant is it to see LeBron now living in the space of being a billionaire?
Yeah, I remember in his GQ interview back in 2014, he said, you know, that was a goal to become a billionaire. And, you know, to see it come to fruition 8 years later and the way he did it, you know, he has really changed the narrative and the thought process for a lot of athletes who are following behind him. And he's saying, you know, listen, you don't have to be beholden to the team anymore. You can create your own path. And to see him become the first active NBA billionaire is extremely impressive and extremely inspirational. And I hope a lot of these young athletes are watching what he's doing, you know, because they can follow the path that he created and really, really, you know, bring up the next set of billionaires in the NBA and in all sports, too.
The on-the-court stuff for LeBron is mesmerizing. What do you think were the things that maybe have set him apart from his peers? And I get that his game is one of it, but it seems like the business moves that he made really did put a template out there for younger players to follow.
Yeah, you know, I think, first of all, he has a really smart business partner in Maverick Carter, and I think these guys have, first of all, they all came up together, he and his whole team. So there's that trust, there's that respect, there's that knowledge of each other. And I think when he said, I'm going to go to L.A., and he teamed up with Magic Johnson. I remember I was at another publication, and I was, you know, we all got together, and we're like, yep, he's about to take over Hollywood. And sure enough, with Spring Hill Entertainment, they got that $100 million investment, and look at all the stuff they're able to create while he's still playing between the Barbershop, Uninterrupted, Space Jam 2. You know, he has really put together a real business resume and portfolio for himself that he could retire now and he's good to go. And his kids are good to go, and probably their kids are good to go too.
And probably their kids are good to go too, because it's just been
exactly. Like,
what amazes me about it is here is someone that didn't go to college, but clearly paid attention to what was going on around him. And sure, there are missteps here and there, but overall, this is someone with no real scandal surrounding their name. And it seems as if he took his approach to basketball and being an incredible student of that game and applied it to the things that he saw about the business of LeBron James.
You know, I think you pointed out exactly. He understood, he recognized at an early age what the business of LeBron could be, what the brand can be. And he didn't want to mess up that brand. He knew on the court, everyone knew his talent. There's no denying that. But off the court, what could he do that would be even more spectacular? And he realized that a long time ago, that his brand has worth. It has value. And I hope all athletes recognize that, you know, that you can't just do what you want to do. You can't be in the club. You can't do all this different stuff if you want to have longevity and if you want to build a presence for yourself after sports is over. And as a 17-year-old, to go to the NBA and dominate the way he has and build a portfolio off the court, I mean, you can't give him anything else but props and respect for that.
Youssef, man, you are the best. I appreciate you jumping on, and thanks for breaking it down. I think this is a significant, like, the NFL should make a bigger deal out of Melody Hobson being a part of this ownership. Like, this is a big deal, and for once, they get to look good in something.
Yeah, and don't forget, you know, Byron Allen was one of the people that threw his hat into the ring, you know, entertainment mogul Byron Allen, who also owns Weather Channel and The Grill. You know, he threw his hat in the ring, and the only other black potential buyer was rumored to be Robert F. Smith, who is a Denver native, who's the richest African-American man in America. He never officially committed, but you're 100% right. For Melody Hobson to come in, this should definitely be a thing for the NFL to key on. And I'll tell you what, Lawrence, if they don't, you know, First and Ten gladly will.
And that was Youssef Khan of First and Ten with the Score's Lawrence Holmes. Finally today, there is an event taking place this weekend in the Chicago area, which is rather unique. The Test Positive Aware Network's Ride for Life Chicago began yesterday and finishes today. It's the only event of its kind in the Midwest to support services for people living with HIV who are at risk for HIV. Cyclists ride 200 miles to raise money for the event. There are also 100-mile and 50-mile options. The money raised helps Test Positive Aware Network and community partners providing housing, healthcare, and mental health services to thousands of Chicago's vulnerable. In the 18 years since the ride began, TPAN has delivered care to tens of thousands of individuals. As mentioned, the event is taking place this weekend. It begins in Chicago, travels along a route up to Sawyer, Michigan, where they spend the night at Tower Hill Camp and Resort Center. Participants are required to raise a minimum of $1,200 for the event. And that is it for this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of the show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. Again, that's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I am Adam Stasinski. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.